radio and saw Gadget.
Walter M. Sterling.
Looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
For Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla, this is Dr. Dave. Most of the country will be dry this week, aside from some scattered thunderstorms along the Gulf Coast, especially northern Florida and southern Georgia, where we could see some excessive rainfall and thereby some flash flooding. Also, scattered thunderstorms across the Midwest, the Great Lakes, and the Middle Atlantic states as well. Otherwise, the big story nationally is a huge, prolonged, and dangerous heat wave across the American West. Excessive heat warnings and watches have been issued across much of Arizona, Utah, Central and Southern California, and Central and Southern Nevada. Temperatures will be running 20 to 30 degrees above normal, with little relief at night. For example, the hottest temperature ever recorded in Las Vegas is 117, and we're forecasting 116 on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Likewise, in Salt Lake City, the record high for June is 105, and we're looking for 104. On Tuesday. Billings, Montana, 105 on Tuesday. Denver, 99 degrees. Albuquerque, 100 degrees tomorrow. Phoenix, 117 degrees. Palm Springs, 119 degrees. Sacramento, over 100. Folks, please be careful. Stay hydrated. Drink lots of water. Seek air conditioning. And limit outdoor activity. This is Dr. Dave Iser, meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. Oh, my God. Thank you so much. All right, for our first Florida story, we're going to Ocala, Florida. We're a 53-year-old Florida woman. This is insane. I'll just hit the audio, Mr. Producer. You hear this? This is a buck naked 53-year-old Florida woman standing on the bar at an Outback restaurant, grabbing bottles off of the bar and throwing them onto the ground. Some of them are full liquor bottles. Some of them are beer bottles. And the first thing you're wondering is she hot? From the video we're looking at, yes, she's absolutely stunningly hot. I don't mean for 53. I mean for 23. This woman is beautiful. And the videos that I've looked at, and believe me, I did a lot of research for you. There's some cell phone videos from like four different angles because after she went crazy. Let me give you the backstory. First off, the cops got a call about a topless woman that showed up at Mojo Grill, and clearly she was drunk off her mind and they wouldn't let her in. And so then she tried to get into some customer's car in the parking lot, and then she got in her own car, and she drove around and tried to hit somebody, and so they called the cops. And she went down the street to the Outback restaurant, and by then she's completely naked. And I say completely, I take that back. She's wearing flip-flops, and that is it. She's not wearing a bra. She's not wearing a shirt. She's not wearing any drawers. She is butt-naked on the bar. I don't know what happened before the video started, but apparently they had already cleared everybody out. So then there's just this butt-naked woman on the bar, grabbing bottles and throwing them on the ground and breaking it. Now, what happens next is the police show up. And when the police show up, she throws some bottles at the cop. The first cop that shows up, she throws a couple of beer bottles at him. And one of them, he dodges completely, kind of like when that dude threw the flip-flop at George W. Bush in Iraq. Remember when he dodged that? It was like ninja dodge, right? She does that. And then when she throws another one, he kind of deflects it with his forearm. He pulls out his taser. So there's this butt-naked 53-year-old woman who's hot. I mean, completely. There is no middle ground. There is no gray area. She's totally hot. She's coming at him, screaming at him. And he tells her to stop. And she has another bottle she's about to throw. And then he shoots his taser at her. Hits her right in the breast. And when I say like the chest area, I don't mean like below her neck. I mean like right in the breast. And she falls forward into like a big pile of broken glass, or I guess. And so then they cuff her, and you know, after that, you know, it's just a matter of process. But how many Outbacks have you been into, and were you ever that entertained? Was there ever a drop-dead gorgeous 53-year-old that got on the bar and started breaking bottles? I mean, when last time I was at Outback, or any of these like casual chain restaurants like an Applebee's or a Chili's or a TGI Fridays or something, anytime you go into one of these restaurants, like half the people there look like they want to put a shotgun in their mouth. I guarantee you, this was the best meal that any of those people had ever had in an Outback. I don't know, maybe they should have got like a free gift certificate for a Bloomin' Onion or something, but as far as the videos of this naked woman trashing the Outback bar, there's a ton of them online. You can go find them, no problem. You do not want to look past that, because you can find pictures of her. You can find her mugshot, and you can find her social media profile. If you go look at her actual face, not so great. Not so great. Just leave it at the sort of at a distance cell phone video, because she looks absolutely stunning from that angle. 53-year-old Florida woman trashes an Outback bar buck naked.
Stay tuned. Today's second installment of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at James Parker Show.
For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
As I've tried to explain to you, program directors, this is a morning show at midnight with all the benefits of a morning show at midnight. This is Sterling on Sunday.
So a Florida man pulls up in a $300,000 car, immediately gets attacked by a guy with two broken wine glasses, and he gets saved because another Florida man beats him off with a 10-speed. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part two of Florida Stories.
Harry's Razors. Harry's Razors is going to take the shaving experience for you to a whole different level, as it did for me. It takes shaving into the fourth dimension. Harry's blades are so unique. They're made in their own factory. It's not something they farm out. They make it in their own Harry's factory. What I was amazed at is that for me, it did not nick. It did not pull. It was the smoothest razor I have ever experienced. But then for me, again, what I find the best part of the Harry's razor experience is Harry's shaving cream. It goes on as a gel. It turns into a cream. It has the most remarkable scent and aroma. It's like, wow, this is what it was meant to be. Smooth, smooth razors, incredible shaving cream, and an ergonomic handle designed to not slip in the shower. Please go to harrys.com, get the information. They have a special deal there just for you. harrys.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
I get emails all the time from you saying, what is the name of that arthritis medicine that you talk about? What is the name of that again? Let me give it to you right now, and then be sure to write it down or go to the website and order it. Order it tonight, because tomorrow you're going to forget. All sorts of trouble with the kids and the grandkids. Forget it. Order it tonight. It's Flexmore. It's made by Highlands. Highlands.com. The medication is Flexmore. It's a wacky spelling. F-L-E-X-M-O-R-E. F-L-E-X-M-O-R-E. The company is Highlands. H-Y-L-A-N-D-S. Highlands.com. Highlands.com. You say it three times on the radio. Highlands.com. And the product is Flexmore. This natural product, I take it twice a day, once in the morning, once at night. It's formulated differently for the morning and the night, just like mother's milk. It's formulated differently for the morning and the night, and it helps me get going in the morning, and it helps me get to sleep at night. It is a natural product made of natural ingredients, and it works. It takes away arthritis pain. It takes away those fingers you're squeezing right now. How's that feeling? Is that working for you, not doing anything for it? This is a way to help solve the problem. Again, I am so grateful that so many people have asked me about the arthritis medication that we share about on Sterling on Sunday. The name of it is Flexmore, and it's made by Highlands, H-Y-L-A-N-D-S. Highlands has an array of terrific natural products for a variety of ailments, but I like the ones for arthritis, and those are called Flexmore, F-L-E-X-M-O-R-E. Highlands Flexmore medication will help you get rid of your arthritis pain.
Actually, you do, but not for a few more minutes. Back to Sterling on Sunday.
So a Florida man pulls up in a $300,000 car, immediately gets attacked by a guy with two broken wine glasses, and he gets saved because another Florida man beats him off with a 10-speed. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part two of Florida Stories.
You'll recall that I played Used to Be My Girl by the OJs frequently on Sterling on Sunday, and then the OJs and I developed a feud, and I stopped playing it. But I've my heart has changed. This is their performance of it in Atlantic City. It's a full service show.
Ask me how I know, and I'll tell you.
You and I would be
she's warm and sensitive.
And then
this year, wait, get a Father's Day gift that keeps on giving. Let Dad pick out his favorite gear.
Here we go. There's another one I saw, and I'm like, okay, we
on March 16th.
No, be quiet. There, every now and then you see a video, you hear a song, and you go, we really don't know anything.
Although I know I'm in outer space, but in my heart, darling, you have a special place. And when I return from around the world, I've got to have you for my special gift.
I'm going to do all the things for you, my girl, what's the man to do? Oh, baby.
Oh, baby.
I'll sacrifice for you. I'll even do wrong for you. Oh, baby.
Now, this is The Temptations live on The Ed Sullivan Show, and I will tell you something amazing about this performance in just a second.
Yes, I will. Yes, I will.
And with each beat of my heart, for every day we're apart, I'll hunger for every wasted hour.
The Ed Sullivan Show, more often than not, big hit songs like that, just now you heard it, were cut short. He cut them short. And I don't know why. I'm shocked that he cut them short. But there were more songs on that show that were cut short. The other thing you got to remember about things by like The Temptations and The Four Tops, those songs were engineered for, listen to me, AM radio, God's frequency, AM radio. And when you hear those songs at an AM station like you're listening to now, except for KMBZ, ignore this part, when you listen to it on an AM station, it's you go, wait, it sounds better than on FM. Those songs sound better on AM. And you know what they used to do at Motown and at most other recording studios? They had a tiny transistor radio speaker, you know, a cheap Japanese radio. They had a tiny Japanese speaker in the control room, and they listened to it on that speaker just like you would listen to it, and that's how they adjusted the acoustics of the songs for a tiny AM speaker. Amazing, huh? All right. Now, the other thing I wanted to mention to you is sometimes our self-image is very different than the image of the rest of the world. I who knew? This week, I was at a convention. And we're going to talk about the content of the convention coming up later tonight, because it's vitally important to you as you drive home from the lake or the shore or the beach. I don't know why some people call it the beach or the shore, but it seems to be vitally important. And we have different perceptions of ourselves than reality. It's sometimes very subtle. You may think you're better than you are, worse than you are, and other people go, no, you're great, or you're horrible, or whatever. That's what marriage is for, really, just even those things out. But let me tell you what happened to me this week. This week, I'm at this conference, and for some reason, people are paying attention to me. I don't know why. Hold on one second. And they pay attention to me. I'm walking around this conference and people are looking at me and they're saying, it's great to see you. It's terrific to see you. And I'm like, okay, that's good. And I'm feeling pretty good about myself. And then they've asked me to be on a panel on stage with very big people like Chris Olivero and Julie from Premiere. But Chris Olivero, they asked me to be on that panel. And some guy from upstate New York, and a guy who's in the CIA, but it's all very big deal people. And me, it's about the future of radio. They're asking us about the viability of radio. And I'm thinking, well, I'm answering pretty well. I've got swift little answers. I say things like, well, you know, anybody who's on the air believes in the future of radio. Anybody who's on the air is optimistic about the future of radio, or they couldn't do their job. Oh, my God, that's brilliant, Walter, brilliant. And, you know, if you come out of sales, you have to be pessimistic about the future of radio. Why? Because everybody you talk to all day is telling you why they can't buy your station, or your rate's too high, or I hate your morning man, or I hate your midday. They internalize all of this horrible negativity all day, and then they go home and drink too much. Salespeople, not so good about the future of radio. And that's why when they're asked about the future of radio, well, we don't know. We believe in digital. We're adding digital. We're throwing digital on the fire. We're going to make it work. Oh, my God. Meanwhile, it's working. The medium is just fine. We're as healthy as could be. You love us. You love radio. That's why it's on in your car. I'm 14 inches away from your ear. I'm 14 inches away from this microphone. There's no more intimate experience than radio. Oh, and gee, in case you're wondering, does it work? It's worked for 100 years. The original business model created by KDKA, which blessedly airs Sterling on Sunday, seems to have worked instantly. It worked instantly and continues to work for 100 years. But I digress. Now, I'm on this stage, and I'm thinking, you know, I'm a brilliant guy, because people say, it's good to see you. But I'm beginning to realize that if anybody bothers to look at me, I look like a homeless guy. I have all the accoutrements of a homeless guy. Let me tell you what happened. This was horrible. I went to pick up my suit the day before I went to this convention, and I just grabbed it and put it in the car. I didn't look. There was navy blue. I see navy blue. I put it in the car. Okay, good. I have this cyst on the bottom of my foot that's freaking killing me. It's unbelievable. And so to be comfortable, I put on a pair of sneakers. Now, they're conservative sneakers by any stretch. They're Vans. My daughters tell me, those are surfer sneakers. Those are skateboarder sneakers. What are you doing wearing those? I'm like, they're comfortable. I'm wearing Vans. I have on a pair of pants that are black and have no crease. The history of them having no crease has a lot to do with spilling coffee on them. Now I'm wearing pants that have no crease. On stage, and I'm wearing Vans. My name's Walter Sterling. This show is Sterling on Sunday. I am live every Sunday night for 3 blessed hours. You find me another show that's held your attention like I just did, and let's switch to them.
Otherwise, let's get this on five nights a week, Greg Stocker. Let's move it forward. Let's progress in the law of attraction.
Now I'm sitting on stage, and I'm wearing Van sneakers. I'm wearing a black pair of pants that have no crease. I'm wearing a sports jacket that I thought was part of a suit. And when I opened the bag that morning, I realized that there was no suit from the dry cleaner. There was no suit. There was no suit. I'm at a convention. I have to give a speech. There was no suit. It was a sports jacket with plastic buttons, like a rental, like a cheap tuxedo. And it said, not Brooks Brothers. My suit's from Brooks Brothers. This was not from Brooks Brothers. And it's navy blue, and it's not mine. How do I know? It doesn't fit. I put it on. It doesn't fit. I'm wearing these black pants that don't have a crease that had coffee on them, and I'm wearing Van sneakers. And I didn't shave. I didn't shave because the Marriott hotel that I was staying in, oh, my God, didn't have any hot water that morning. How that's possible, I don't know. A real Marriott in a real city didn't have any hot water. Usually you can count on Marriott for a number of things, among them hot water. No hot water, no suit, no shoes, Vans, no shaving. And I'm like, oh, my God, I look like a homeless guy. Everything you stereotype, a poor homeless guy sitting on the street, I look like that guy. We often have a different perception of ourselves than the reality. The reality that morning was I was a homeless guy. People were respectful to me. Oh, and just in case they missed it, I have this terrible cyst on the bottom of my foot, and I'm wearing Vans. And they're all looking at me like, why are you wearing sneakers? Why are you wearing sneakers? To top it off, I made up an unbelievably stupid lie. I said, well, I had foot surgery. The doctor said I need to wear these, and I wear these until the doctor says I have to take them off. Total lie. It's because I have a horrible cyst on the bottom of my foot that was killing me, and the sneakers were more comfortable. We have a big show for you tonight because we have a big show for you every single week. I'm Walter M. Sterling. 3 hours every Sunday night. Lock it in. This is your fun place. The name of the show is Sterling on Sunday. Doesn't it feel good? I have more Florida stories. The drive-through brew. And we have Vic Ferrari with an incredible retired detective story from New York.
Sterling on Sunday.
Where news and sports and the weather reports and the very best music too. Heard by the very best listeners, and we mean you.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. Record high temperatures out west are exacerbating the prolonged drought conditions as well. Lake Mead reaches lowest water level last Thursday, as well as other lakes and reservoirs out west. Rivers are also running slower and are warmer, if they're running at all. And some of these rivers are so warm that the young salmon can't survive and swim out to sea like they normally do. This week, wildlife officials trucked and dumped 17 million juvenile salmon into the San Francisco Bay so that they'll swim out under the Golden Gate Bridge to sea. They haven't done that since the last major drought back in 2014. Meanwhile, back east, along the Ark-La-Tex, of course, that's Arkansas and Louisiana and Texas area, and the Gulf Coast, we're entering flash flood season, which normally runs between June 10th and August 3rd. So, let's pray for rain out west and for good fishing in the southeast. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
So a Florida man pulls up in a $300,000 car, immediately gets attacked by a guy with two broken wine glasses, and he gets saved because another Florida man beats him off with a 10-speed. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part two of Florida Stories.
The Action Kids with You Keep Me Hanging On. Coming up now on Action, the man who sings It's All Right, Mr. J.J. Jackson.
That is the best fraternity song ever. This is the best pizza and fraternity dance party song ever created. Now, there's no chance of you being in a fraternity ever. It's not going to happen. You wouldn't have gotten in no matter what. Did you get rushed? No. You think that's a talk show host, a deceased talk show host. But let me help you. In cool land, to be rushed into a fraternity or a sorority is the height of honor and privilege. Did it happen to me? No. I was at the radio station. I was at Syracuse University's WAER FM 88. I was on the air there. And I was hated, and the reason I was hated, it was a progressive rock free-form radio station, much like the one Rich McLaughlin is about to run. Rich McLaughlin is about to run the Fordham station, which is very good news. The news, though, is that WAER, when I was there, was a true free-form station. The disc jockeys were students. The quote, management was students. The management at the radio station with people who could sober up in time to answer a few quick questions and then go back to sleep. That's what a campus radio station is supposed to be. It was wonderful. But I was hated by the staff, and I learned a lot about prejudice when dealing with it, because I had no interest in playing new songs. I was not interested in music discovery. You know, at FM 88, we believe in music discovery. Shut up! Shut up! No one wants music discovery. Nobody. Only people taking payola want music discovery. I was the side one, cut one guy. I'd take the album. I'd play side one, cut one. I had no idea what was on the album, but I'd play side one. The cool guys, like Tony Yoakin and Rob St. George, they got... when Dylan released a new album, they got that to play at night, the sacred time of progressive rock radio at night. This is a great story. The toughest hippie, I always found real hippies with the long hair and all that to be mean. They were mean if you weren't one of them. A revolutionary revelation, but it's true. I found real hippies to be mean if you weren't one of them, and I was not one of them. My great aunt bought my clothes, and I was terrified to go into a, quote, head shop. I went next door to the pizzeria. Like, it sort of looked like I was going to the head shop, but in fact, I was going to the pizzeria, extra cheese and sausage, ladies and gentlemen. That's what it's supposed to be. I believed in side one, cut one. I believed in playing hits. I believed that was important. However, the night guy at the station was the major hippie. He was like the leader of all the hippies. He knew where everything was. He knew where all the stuff was. We're at Syracuse. He's the night guy. He wouldn't talk to me. He didn't deign to talk to me. And then we graduated. Everything's supposed to end then. Now, this is a great story. 10, 15 years later, I'm at WHBQ in Memphis. A talk station, one of the first talk stations. And I walk in, and they're in the sales manager's office. The opposite of coolness. The opposite of coolness. There was the nighttime disc jockey from WAER in Syracuse. He was the sales manager. Worse than that, he was wearing a white leisure suit. I will never forget that he was wearing a white leisure suit, and in my navy blue Brooks Brothers suit, I was cooler than him. And I was head of programming for the company. I was head of programming for the company. I knew nothing. I had no right to that job. I've never had any right to any job I ever had, but there I was, and I looked at him, and he knew in a flash that I was the coolest guy in the room, and who would have guessed that? But I took care of him. Later on, when I worked at Sirius XM,
He was in Memphis. The Elvis Presley estate is in Memphis, and they needed someone to be in charge of it. And I think he's still in charge of Elvis Radio. I think he's still in charge of the Elvis Channel, which is a spectacular channel. Is Bill Rock still there? Is he still there? Now, if you're new to Sterling on Sunday, you might think, is he just going to tell radio stories? The answer is no. I never tell radio stories. Who would want to hear that? My current wife doesn't want to hear radio stories. This could devolve into discussions of jingle packages. Imagine that. Do you know that? When you hear jingles on the radio, they're part of, like they buy a package, and there are 50 jingles in that package, and they use two, you know, because you don't want to spoil the kids. They use two of them. They never use the Christmas jingle. It's a very sad situation. I have a phone number. My phone number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. I'm live. That means that when you call this show, you are heard throughout North America. Because unlike every other talk show on the radio, at any time, this show is aired 100% live by every single affiliate. And we have many 50,000-watt clear channel stations that cover the northern hemisphere and go into the ionosphere, out into space, way past Pluto. And at some point in the Milky Way galaxy, there's some kid with a radio hearing me on his headphones going, this is horrible. This is Sterling on Sunday. I'm Walter Sterling. I never really gave much thought to shaving. You just shave. You put on shaving cream and you shave and you get a little cut and then you go to work. I never knew it could be a very different, actually a sensual experience. An experience that makes you not want to leave the shower. I started using Harry's razors, and the minute I stroked the side of my cheek, I went, whoa, this is different. This is a different feel, a completely different feeling. Not just, oh, I shaved well, or it's smoother. I can't begin to describe to you how remarkable an experience it is with Harry's razors. Harry's razors, it's a combined set of Harry's shave cream and the razor and the handle. The handle is ergonomically designed for the blades, and it's made to fit in your hand while wet. Most razors, it seems to ignore the fact that you're probably in the shower. They're rough and they're cheap. No, this is an ergonomic, beautiful handle that fits in your hand perfectly. And then you put on a Harry's blade. And they've been making these blades for 100 years. It's like, whoa. Oh, and I forgot the best part. Harry's shaving cream. It goes on as a gel, turns into a cream, and it has an aroma and a scent unlike any I've ever experienced in a shaving experience. Try this. I beg you, try it. Go to harrys.com. Harrys.com and order the starter kit. It's reasonably priced. You get a great discount, and you will receive the blades, the razor handle, and the shaving cream, which is my favorite part. Harrys.com. Harrys.com. This is
only a test. Can you guess the mystery voice? Sterling on Sunday.
All right, 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. You and I get to talk live. When you talk to me, it's to all of North America. Can you imagine that? They're not expecting you. It's not a great gift to them, but they want to hear from you because this is a show that only Midnight Misfits listen to. Normal people would never listen to this show. Sam in Mariana in Montana, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. I love Montana, Sam. I love it.
Hello, hello. How's it going?
Sam, we're very excited to speak to you. Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, great. Yeah, I mean, I'm a very first time listener. As in, I was just kind of I'm on a long, long drive, and I was scrolling through the AM, and I heard your show, and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna call this guy. Seems like he knows some things.
Well, what do you suspect I know, Sam? What do you suspect I know?
Well, so my, I guess my main incentive for calling is that I'm a disc jockey over at UCLA Radio, like University of California, Los Angeles. We have a little radio station. It seems like you're a very learned individual, and I know you don't talk about, you said you don't talk about radio stories, not even your current wife listens to them, but I just wanted to hear about kind of the beginning of your career and how that went. How do you get into it? How'd that even happen?
How did you get into it?
Well, I guess I thought the... I listened to UCLA Radio. Well, I've been raised on public radio as a kid. My dad was there at the R.
Oh, no.
What did I say? No.
You know what I think public radio is?
What's that?
I think it's a government-funded hobby.
Yeah?
It's just a hobby. You're not running commercials. You don't have to make a profit. It's just a hobby. What's all that noise? Sam, if you want to be in radio, what is all that noise I'm hearing? Do you have the radio on, Sam? Do you have the radio on? You got to turn the radio off.
I have it. Okay, I have it on.
Turn the radio off.
Turned off.
Now, why would you call a radio station and have the radio on when you know you can hear me through the phone?
Oh, well, I'm a first-time caller.
And it's a 20-second delay, so it's going to make both of us insane.
I see. I understand.
Yeah, and you should have been told that by Sean. Sean should have said, you have to turn off your radio. Now, the thing that fascinates me is since 1957, when the delay was invented, we have had this problem that the caller doesn't turn off the radio. And thank you for the call, Sam. Thank you for calling. I admire anybody who's in Montana. It's the most beautiful place in America. Now, we are blessed with a wonderful new screener tonight, and his name is Sean. And the reason I say blessed is because Sean proves that I'm right. And any time a talk show host can be proven that he's right, it's a blessing from Jesus. Here's the blessing. I find myself on more committees and more situations where I have to explain to somebody in a stupid suit that, yes, radio is very viable. Radio is just fine, thank you. Radio is fine. You should offer courses in it. I have this fight at the Newhouse School at Syracuse University all the time. All the time. They have a television radio film sequence, TRF. But there's no R. Where the heck's the R? Well, you know, there's no market for radio. People aren't interested in radio. Really? Let's ask every one of your students what Howard Stern said this week. Let's ask every one of your students if they have a Spotify subscription, if they have a Pandora subscription, if they heard the weather today on the what radio. Of course people love radio. That's why it's viable for 100 years. If it wasn't viable, if it wasn't selling products like Harry's Razors, it would have gone out of business long ago, but it's very viable. I spent the weekend at Hofstra University, and I met their dean, and I was so impressed with his passion for radio. That's why I'm revved up and talking about radio. I was so impressed with the radio station at Hofstra and how excited they were. I learned that over 200 kids there each semester audition for jobs, and they have to be good, and they have to be dedicated to making it work. They're passionate about it. Sam just called from Montana, and I really would have liked to have talked to Sam, but there was so much noise going on. It was like he had on a one-man band going on behind. I can't have that. How did I get into radio? Why did I get into radio? Everybody in radio that I know has the same pathetic, tragic story. Here's the tragic story. First, ask them if they went to their prom. Not one person in radio will say yes. Why? Well, I was at the transmitter. Wait, you could have been dancing with a girl. You could have been dancing with a boy. You could have had a non-binary experience, and you didn't. Well, I was at the transmitter. Why were you at the transmitter? Well, I was first in the job. I was new at the job. Well, and Every one of them got into radio when they were 15 or 16. On Mother's Day, when I was 15, I made my mother drive me to the nearest radio station so I could hang out for the Sunday. That's how I spent my Mother's Day Sunday when I was 15. I hung out at a radio station. And everybody in radio is the same story. They hung out at a radio station until somebody let them do something, until somebody taught them something. Now, Sean, I'm telling you all this, Sean. Here's the information you need to be successful, because Sean, who is screening the calls tonight, and you're welcome to call him at 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. You're welcome to talk to Sean and share with him your feelings about going into radio. Unlike most people, unlike all of your relatives, Sean, I'm not going to tell you don't do it. I know that you can't, hold on. I know that you can't help it. Everybody who's in radio can't help it. They have no control over it. They have to do it. It's like being a priest. It's a calling. You have to be in radio. That's what you're going to do. You don't care where. You don't care how much you get paid. And that's why every employer will take care advantage of you. Well, you get to work here. This is a whole industry where you get to work here. Not you get paid to work here. You just get to work here. It's a miserable industry. Miserable. But Sean is brand new. This is his first job. He's working at WPHT in Philadelphia, Odyssey in Philadelphia. He is so lucky. One day he's going to look back and go, oh, my God, I had no idea how lucky he was. Number one, he's in a beautiful facility. I was in a miserable facility. I was in a miserable facility the first 5 years in radio, and that was in New York City. They were all dumps. Next, he's working for nice people. David Yagdaroff, the general manager, the market manager in Philadelphia for Odyssey, is one of the great guys and has the best shirts I have ever seen. I don't know where David gets those shirts, but they are magnificent. They are splendid. He looks incredible. And people like him. So, Sean, you're very lucky. You want to know how to be successful? I will tell you. I will tell you the key to success in radio. If somebody asks you to do something, even if you've done a 12-hour day, you say, no problem. The key in radio is no problem. Happy to take care of it. And then you do the best you can. You will make mistakes. That's assumed. Effort is the key. Don't steal any CDs. Don't steal candy from the vending machine. Those are serious mistakes. But if you show an endless willingness and to volunteer, say, hey, listen, we've got Father's Day coming up. We have Easter, New Year's, 4th of July. I'll work those days. You say, I will work those days. You want me to work on the 4th of July? No problem. That's the key, because both you're gaining experience and you're showing willingness. And that's what they want to see. You show willingness and intelligence and you'll have a great career. My phone number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. What have we got tonight? We have Vic Ferrari, a retired New York City police detective, has the best cop stories. It's like being at a cop bar. And then we've got, let me turn up my headphones, I can't hear a darn thing. And then we've got another edition of Florida Stories and the Drive-Through Brew. The Drive-Through Brew is very big at this time of year, where you drive into a house and they put beer in your trunk. Don't make any stupid jokes. You drive into a house and they put beer in your trunk. I'm Walter Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
For Sterling on Sunday weather, from Boston to La Jolla, this is Dr. Dave. Most of the country will be dry this week, aside from some scattered thunderstorms along the Gulf Coast, especially northern Florida and southern Georgia, where we could see some excessive rainfall and thereby some flash flooding. Also, scattered thunderstorms across the Midwest, the Great Lakes, and the Middle Atlantic states as well. Otherwise, the big story nationally is a huge, prolonged, and dangerous heat wave across the American West. Excessive heat warnings and watches have been issued across much of Arizona, Utah, Central and Southern California, and Central and Southern Nevada. Temperatures will be running 20 to 30 degrees above normal, with little relief at night. For example, the hottest temperature ever recorded in Las Vegas is 117, and we're forecasting 116 on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Likewise, in Salt Lake City, the record high for June is 105, and we're looking for 104 on Tuesday. Billings, Montana, 105 on Tuesday. Denver, 99 degrees. Albuquerque, 100 degrees tomorrow. Phoenix, 117 degrees. Palm Springs, 119 degrees. Sacramento, over 100. Folks, please be careful. Stay hydrated. Drink lots of water. Seek air conditioning. And limit outdoor activity. This is Dr. Dale Iser, meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
My topic is female orgasm.
I just think that you said it, just to be stupid.
888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday. Welcome to the big three-hour show. Three-hour show. KDKA, Jim Gracie, thank you for airing this powerful and important broadcast that contains no content. I love it when these arrogant a-holes say, well, you know, we're offering superior content on our podcast. You're offering nothing on your podcast. You know why? Nobody is listening to your podcast except your distant relatives in another country. Oh, we keep up with you, Joe. We love listening to you on your podcast. See, I make a podcast from time to time when I can't put it on the air. There are things I'd like to say. There are things I'd like to say that I don't say on the air. Why? Because I work with people who have, watch for it, no sense of humor. No sense. Oh, I didn't have to pay rights for that. I can just go, doo-doo-doo-doon. I did it. I'm the performer. I get sheet music rights. I get publishing rights, performance rights, crowd rights, and a percentage of the gate. Doo-doo-doo-doon. Judy in Dallas, who found us on WBAP, programmed by Kevin Graham. Judy in Dallas calls us each week with a dad joke, a horrible, horrendous joke. And because I have time to kill, I figure, well, let's let Judy tell her joke. Hello, Judy. Are you warm enough?
Yes, I am. Are you?
Judy, I'm in an ice-cold basement. I do my show live from our laundry room. I really do it from our laundry room. And you want to know what's shocking about that, Judy?
What's shocking about that?
There's not a Persil sign. There's not a Procter & Gamble Tide logo. No advertiser has said, you know, we're going to sponsor the laundry room. We're going to pick up the naming rights to the Sterling Laundry Room. And what's shocking about that is you would not believe the money they waste on conference rooms for performances at radio stations. Well, you know, it's the X93 Performance Studio. It's not a performance studio. They have a conference room that isn't being used by the sales weasels. And they put up a big sign for the local roofer. And it's owned by the local roofer. And they sell that. But they can't sell a network radio laundry room. This is a network radio show on many, many giant 50,000-watt radio stations. Many, many, many. With a skilled and gifted host. And now with you, Judy, to tell us a bad joke. Please tell us the joke, Judy.
Okay. Well, you know, the other night, I couldn't sleep. I was up all night. I was wondering where the sun went, Then it dawned on me.
I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it.
We need to get you dressed.
Well, there you have it. 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. You see, it's a morning show at midnight. Do you understand that? A morning show at midnight. Now, Richie V sends me an email at WalterMSterling@gmail.com, and he asked this question. What is Sean, the phone screener, doing? Does he have a checklist for call-ins? He gets paid for doing a proper job. I am enjoying the show, Richie. Richie from Vegas. Richie usually hates the show and sends me nasty notes, making me think he used to be in radio because he always knows just a little too much, just a little too much. He listens on KXNT, Dan Carney, Kearney's radio station. I love Dan Carney. He was one of the first affiliates. He interviewed me for a job in Los Angeles, which he, of course, should have given me because it was a weird job in that I had done it 15 years earlier, and then they started saying, well, now there are meters. It doesn't matter. It doesn't freaking matter that they're now that they're meters. Dinosaurs had to eat. All right, let's go through this. What is Sean doing? Well, Sean is looking at the call screen going, gee, I thought there'd be more calls. Is a checklist for call-ins, question mark. Sean, I didn't give you a checklist for call-ins. I should have. Let me give you the checklist now on the air on all of these great radio stations, including Bill White's at KFBK. Here you go. When a person calls in, you answer the phone by saying, congratulations for getting through to Sterling on Sunday. Make them feel as though they have won a prize, that it's a very big deal. Keep them excited. When they tell you what they want to talk about, say these magic words. Shorter. Make the question shorter. Always try to get them shorter and more excited at the same time. Physics. Shorter, more excited at the same time. Then you say you'll be able to hear the show when you're on hold. Therefore, turn off your radio. Don't lower your radio. Turn it off because there's a delay. And in our case, I think it's like a 20-second delay because who knows what I could say? Who knows? That's what you do, Sean. Now, why don't you test him? See if Sean is going to do his job. The number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. When you go to the bathroom, because this has become a very big issue because of the pandemic, and you're living with like multiple family members as though it's Moscow in the 1960s. How do you do it? Do you do the toilet paper over the roll or under the roll? Over the roll or under the roll? And do other family members do it in a different way that annoys you? Because at about this time, I bet everything annoys you. Everything annoys me. That's why I have the skills to do a talk show. Does the toilet paper go over the roll or under the roll? Question number two. I'm going to ask you two questions. When you urinate, is it okay to leave the door open or do you always shut the door? Final question. Have you ever been someplace where you're a little short on cash and you've stolen toilet paper? Actually snuggled out a roll. I don't mean from a store. I mean one that was already purchased. We don't steal anything from stores. Do you understand that? We don't steal anything from stores. But maybe you've been like at your grandmother's house. Maybe you've been where I was, a church kitchen. Now, this will send me straight to hell. I stole toilet paper from a church kitchen. From a church bathroom, I stole toilet paper. I also stole Splenda from the church kitchen. That's right. I loaded up on Splenda at the church kitchen, and I stole a roll of toilet paper. Oh, and dishwasher pods, because there's nothing more valuable than dishwasher pods. Those are the things I have stolen. What have you stolen? 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258.
888-900-9258. What have you stolen that you hide in your dark heart? 888-688-9258. I'm Walter M. Sterling. This is a three-hour live radio show. On Sundays, it's called Sterling on Sunday. I love doing this show. It is a privilege for me to be with you. When you call 888-688-9258, be kind, because Sean, this is his first night working in radio. And that means he's already wondering, where can I get food? And let me help you, Sean, nowhere. The answer is nowhere. 17 past the hour, this is Sterling on Sunday. I'm Walter Sterling, and I've been telling you about Harry's and how they are not like other razor companies. Harry's is delivering their sharpest blade ever right now, and they aren't raising prices. These new blades are so sharp that in a study with men shaving four times a week, they reported that the new Harry's blade on their eighth shave is as smooth as the first. Harry's owns a German factory that's been honing razor blades for over 100 years. They source their steel from Sweden and own the entire manufacturing process from research to the factory floor. This allows them to keep prices low. They have a great introductory offer that I want you to take advantage of right now at harrys.com. It's all you need for a great shave. For $5, that's right, $5, and free shipping, you will receive a weighted rubberized handle, 5-blade razor cartridge, foaming gel, and travel blade cover. Go to harrys.com, and get the $5 kit right now.
Sterling on Sunday.
I get emails all the time from you saying, what is the name of that arthritis medicine that you talk about? What is the name of that again? Let me give it to you right now, and then be sure to write it down or go to the website and order it. Order it tonight, because tomorrow you're going to forget. All sorts of trouble with the kids and the grandkids. Forget it. Order it tonight. It's Flexmore. It's made by Highlands. Highlands.com. The medication is Flexmore. It's a wacky spelling. F-L-E-X-M-O-R-E. F-L-E-X-M-O-R-E. The company is Highlands. H-Y-L-A-N-D-S. Highlands.com. Highlands.com. You say it three times on the radio. Highlands.com. And the product is Flexmore. This natural product, I take it twice a day, once in the morning, once at night. It's formulated differently for the morning and the night, just like mother's milk. It's formulated differently for the morning and the night, and it helps me get going in the morning and helps me get to sleep at night. It is a natural product made of natural ingredients, and it works. It takes away arthritis pain. It takes away those fingers you're squeezing right now. How's that feeling? Is that working for you, not doing anything for it? This is a way to help solve the problem. Again, I am so grateful that so many people have asked me about the arthritis medication that we share about on Sterling on Sunday. The name of it is Flexmore, and it's made by Highlands, H-Y-L-A-N-D-S. Highlands has an array of terrific natural products for a variety of ailments, but I like the ones for arthritis, and those are called Flexmore, F-L-E-X-M-O-R-E. Highlands Flexmore medication will help you get rid of your arthritis pain.
Clothes so dingy gray they've been given up as hopeless have turned so radiantly white again, they can hardly be told from new ones.
Now we return to Sterling on Sunday.
So a Florida man pulls up in a $300,000 car, immediately gets attacked by a guy with two broken wine glasses, and he gets saved because another Florida man beats him off with a 10-speed. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part two of Florida Stories.
Hear from you at WalterMSterling@gmail.com. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. I want you to tell me what you like about this show. I want to know what you hate about this show. Better if you tell me what you hate about the show. And any email that comes in, you're giving me the de facto permission to read it on the air. Oh, my God, there's Vinny in South Philadelphia. Your number is 888-688-9258. Hi, Vinny.
Hi, Walter. I have to say that I really enjoyed, stumbled upon your show after work. I've been doing overtime, and this is the fourth Sunday in a row that I've been listening to you. And I have to say it's a delight, and I'm honored to have the privilege of speaking with you. And I think you were talking about things that we regret taking. Was that right?
What have you stolen that you've never fessed up to?
Well, many moons ago in the late 90s, early 2000s, we used to go down to the Trump Plaza and regularly, because my friend's mother used to get a lot of comps in those days, they would give those things away. And so we would go, and, you know, one day we raided the I guess they called them the housekeeper, the maid, and we raided her cart, and we took all kinds of stuff, including, like, Trump Plaza ashtrays and cups and different stuff. So that I always felt bad about, and years later I would have – I eventually met Trump himself when he ran. I never told him that I owed him an ashtray and some cups, but I did regret that.
I believe there is a very fine line about things on the maid's cart versus a felony. My family owned a resort in Pennsylvania. They owned Buckhill Falls up in the Poconos. And this was his operating modus operandi. My father used to say, people will steal anything. They will steal anything. But there's a certain amount of merchandise that will walk. That's on the maid's cart. They know the soap's going to go. They know that people will borrow pens. They know they'll borrow paper. And they don't care about that because it's factored in. Ashtrays, that's just a little bit halfway step next more. But I don't know. Maybe some hotels think it's okay. But do you feel better now, Vinny, that you have confessed this to Walter Sterling?
Well, partially. I think I need to make restitution, but I'll probably never find that person. But I will continue to listen to you because I know if I continue to tune in, you will guide me to a better understanding of what I should do and what I should be.
Well, Vinny, I have a question for you. You live in South Philly?
That's right.
This is not a pretend question. This is a real question. Can you and I get pizza?
Sure.
Could we go get pizza?
Sure.
All right, what I'm going to do is Sean, who's new at this, is going to put you on hold. If it's all right, you're going to give him your phone number or your email. And then sooner than later, you and I will go have pizza.
All right, sounds good. I have a couple spots I'm sure you'll like.
It would be an honor. Thank you, Vinny, for calling 888-688-9258. Thanks for calling, Vinny. 888-688-9258. Sue in Pennsylvania, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Sue. Where's my Sue? Did she disappear? James? Did she go? Is she gone? All right, then. 888-688-9258. That's where you and I get to talk at 888-688-9258. We're talking about things that you've stolen. That not big things. We're not talking about felonies, not going into the bank, but things that you have stolen. And you'd like to confess. I will confess three things I have stolen at points of incredible desperation. You ready? I have borrowed toilet paper from not stores. I'd never steal from a store because they have too many cameras. But I have stolen from toilet paper from church. I'd go to the bathroom. Underneath the vanity, there'd be a couple toilet papers, and I'd borrow them. Then Splenda. If you ran a diner, your Splenda was going to go. And now I feel better having confessed this to you. And just as a point of reference, in your bathroom, do you prefer to have the toilet paper over the roll or under the roll? These are the imponderables. My number is 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. What have I got for you? Hey, James, would you say hi to me in my headphones? Oh, okay, because I had said that before and I didn't hear from you. Sue's calling back. Oh, my God, America has been waiting for Sue, and the minute she gets through, we will put her
Hello.
On. Hey, Sue, welcome to the Giant Radio Show.
So Sean did everything you said when he answered the phone. He followed everything to the letter.
Did you feel excited when you got through?
Yeah, I felt like I won. I really did. I felt like I won. It was very nice.
All right, so what we're doing is we have a new screener. It's his first day in radio. He's never worked in radio before. I've given him some instructions on how to answer the phones. By the way,
anybody who calls gets through. You're going to get on the air. No one's screened out, but he gives you some tips. Turn off your radio, get excited, blah, blah, blah. Well, Sue, what can we do for you tonight?
Well, I've got two stealing stories for you. You know, I have a thing that I stole that nobody knows about, and I have a story about getting my sister to steal something when we were younger. So I don't know which one you'd like to hear.
Both. I need both.
Okay, well, the thing that I stole that no one knows about, I had a boss a few years back. It was a woman, and she was a real sadist. And I actually stole the clock off the wall in her office. And yeah, this is probably 20 years ago. It doesn't work anymore, but I'm staring right at it right now. I still have it.
Good for you, Sue. And there you go. Good for you.
Yeah, she was a terror, and I just had to have something out of her office. I couldn't help myself. It was an impulse, you know. But and the other story I have is when my sister and I were adolescents, I got her to actually steal Barbie doll clothes from a store at Parmatown Shopping Center. And she actually got caught, you know. So, you know, but I was actually the one that got her to do it. So that was kind
of. Has she forgiven you? Has it come up at every Thanksgiving since?
No, it hasn't. But, you know, I actually did get my comeuppance. I didn't learn my lesson because she got caught. And years later, I should say, when I was in my early 20s, I lifted something from a store, a department store, and got busted and actually had to go to jail for it. So there you go.
How long were you in jail?
5 days. 5 days in the women's workhouse in Columbus, Ohio.
Oy. Where were you? Where'd you live in Ohio?
Well, I grew up in Parma. I mean, I think I've talked to you about that before.
Yes. Okay. Let me just, and thank you for the call, Sue. Parma is my favorite town. Parma is my favorite town. Thanks for the call, Sue. It's an amazing, mysterious place. I'm Walter Sterling. Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday.
Sunday is treat day.
Where's the weather?
Sterling on Sunday. Weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. Record high temperatures out west are exacerbating the prolonged drought conditions as well. Lake Mead reaches lowest water level last Thursday, as well as other lakes and reservoirs out west. Rivers are also running slower and are warmer, if they're running at all. And some of these rivers are so warm that the young salmon can't survive and swim out to sea like they normally do. This week, wildlife officials trucked and dumped 17 million juvenile salmon into the San Francisco Bay so that they'll swim out under the Golden Gate Bridge to sea. They haven't done that since the last major drought back in 2014. Meanwhile, back east, along the Arklatex, of course, that's Arkansas and Louisiana and Texas area, and the Gulf Coast, we're entering flash flood season, which normally runs between June 10th and August 3rd. So, let's pray for rain out west and for good fishing in the southeast. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
Hey, you want to win something cool? All you have to do is call in and guess the mystery voice.
That's exactly why they get married, and they end up taking each other for granted in later years.
888-688-9258.
That's exactly why they get married, and they end up taking each other for granted in later years.
Unbelievable. You and I will talk about the horrendous Harry Styles situation in just seconds.
We need to get you dressed.
888-688-9258. Oh, my gosh, who's this? This is Stevie in California. Welcome to the network radio show, Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Stevie.
Hi, Walter. How are you?
It's an honor to speak with you. It really is. Now, rumor has it that you might be a little nervous.
I am.
But now I forgot about it till you reminded me.
Well, that's what I'm here for, is to keep people on edge. Now, the interesting thing, Stevie, is that you probably are better educated than I am, and therefore you have nothing to be nervous about.
I wouldn't say I'm better educated than you, but anyway, I love your sense of humor. It's a little different, but I love it.
Thank you.
I look forward to listening to you on Sundays.
Thank you.
And I like Judy's bad jokes. I love that.
Thank you.
And the toilet paper needs to go over the top. Definitely.
Well,
no doubt.
I believe that is a source of divorce. I think that a lot of I think divorce takes place in the bathroom. Not the bedroom, not the kitchen. I think divorces take place in the bathroom when people fight over
all
the
right.
toilet paper. And they and my current wife, she's obsessed with making sure I buy a certain type of the most expensive toilet paper.
Oh, yes. Charmin.
And
right?
I'm a guy, so I buy the nearest toilet paper. I just grab the container because to me, it's all the same.
Uh-oh. No, well, you can't do that. If you're wet, your marriage depends on it.
Well, it seems as my marriage continues that everything depends on it. That everything I do is suspect. There's nothing I do that's absolutely right. We had a conversation today about money, Stevie, that was epic, because no matter what I do with the money, it's wrong.
Oh, poor Walter.
And it isn't it isn't spending. It's not about spending because we have no money, so there's no spending.
You're a celebrity. You got to have
some money. I am a celebrity,
and
therefore should be paid like one. But I have a manager. I have a very big deal manager. You ready for this story, Stevie?
Yeah. Okay, I'm ready.
I have a big deal manager in denial.
Uh-huh.
He said, no, this is true. He says, now don't tell anyone that I'm your manager. I don't want it generally known. I'm like, but you're supposed to be soliciting business for me. Yeah, but I... Don't tell anyone. I don't want the other clients to know
Walter.
I don't want the other clients to. It's horrendous, Stevie.
I think he should want to be known. If he doesn't want to be known, that's a bad sign.
I think
maybe.
You're right. What else you got, Stevie? What else you got?
What else I got? I got nothing. I got nothing else. I love Judy though. I keep her going. They're not that bad of jokes, really.
She will be here every week just for you, Stevie. Thank you very much calling Sterling on Sunday.
Thank you, Walter.
Thank you.
I love you.
I love you, Stevie. 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. Claudine, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Hello, Hi. Mr. Sterling.
Hello, Ms. Claudine in Philadelphia, listening on WPHT. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I have to go into the ER tomorrow for some blood, but I'll be okay. I have the thing where you stole from someplace.
What did you steal?
I stole from a church, a little church donation thing where the candles are.
Oh, my God.
Because the dollar bills were sticking out.
Well, you just wanted to help them. They were sticking out. They were going to fall on the floor. You wanted to save them.
Sure, I did. I got a little bobby pin, and there we go. And I said, thank you, Jesus.
You know, I believe
I can't
that,
tell you the name of the church because
no,
it's
you
too
won't.
Close.
No, you won't. But the fact is, that everybody has those moments in life where a dollar here or there is a change in lifestyle, actually can change your life. Yep. And I think maybe sometimes those opportunities are not wrong. And I'm sorry that you were in that position.
Oh, I tried to go back, and I did give a donation, so I felt like I made it up.
You did.
But the toilet paper goes under and not over in my home.
I agree, because if it goes under, it's not as likely to tear.
I get a kick out of you on Sunday night, because I'm older, and... I go to the Atlantis Bar and Restaurant, yet around the corner, which is a favorite bar in this area. And the Philadelphia Brewery is right across the street, and it's the fun places.
Now, we're not spending too much time in the bar. You're not spending...
Brewery or Martha's.
You're not spending too much time there, are you?
No, because I'm too sick right now to hang in the bar.
Now, I will tell the story in a little bit. I was in the ER this week, too. And I got out, and everything's fine. And you know what, Claudine? You're going to go to the ER. You're going to come out, and everything will be fine. And I thank you for your call, and thanks for listening on 1210 WPHD. Now, why did you hang up on Claudine? I thought she was a lovely lady. 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. This is a weekly show for 3 hours every Sunday night. It is a gift to American radio. I'm Walter M. Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday. My body changed recently. My body stopped being a source of pain and started to just feel normal. I no longer had pain every time I flexed my thumb or my fingers. It was a problem. It was a progressive problem. It was a mild form of arthritis, but arthritis doesn't get better. It needs help to get better, and that's where I came to Flexmore Medicine. Flexmore Medicine is a natural homeopathic medicine designed to end the pain of arthritis. It's made by Hylands, Hylands. In my case, I used Flexmore Medicine, Flexmore, Flexmore Medicine. It did an incredible thing. After using it for about a month, it took away my arthritis pain. That was my experience. Yours might not be the same. Why not find out? What do you have to lose? You're carrying around that pain. You don't need it. You don't need it. Go to Hylands, Hylands. Look for Flexmore Arthritis Medicine.
Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling, and I've been telling you about Harry's and how they are not like other razor companies. Harry's is delivering their sharpest blade ever right now, and they aren't raising prices. These new blades are so sharp that in a study with men shaving four times a week, they reported that the new Harry's blade on their eighth shave is as smooth as the first. Harry's owns a German factory that's been honing razor blades for over 100 years. They source their steel from Sweden and own the entire manufacturing process from research to the factory floor. This allows them to keep prices low. They have a great introductory offer that I want you to take advantage of right now at harrys.com. It's all you need for a great shave. For $5, that's right, $5, and free shipping, you will receive a weighted rubberized handle, 5-blade razor cartridge, foaming gel, and travel blade cover. Go to harrys.com, and get the $5 kit right now.
Live from an all-American laundry room, it's Sterling on Sunday.
So a Florida man pulls up in a $300,000 car, immediately gets attacked by a guy with two broken wine glasses, and he gets saved because another Florida man beats him off with a 10-speed. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part two of Florida Stories.
All right, 888-688-9258. At 6 minutes past the next hour, you and I will hear the latest edition of Florida Stories. Plus, in the Midnight Misfits Hour, we're going to hear Drive Through Brew. The drive through brews all over America are opening now. What is that? It's the most bizarre thing I've ever seen. It's usually a rundown house with a big hole through it. And people can drive their cars in, and then you go, oh, my God, what is this? And you're surrounded by refrigeration units. In the refrigeration units is beer. Then toward the cashier is always cigarette lighters, every type of Marlboro cigarette ever made, and usually T-shirts of the place itself. It's truly remarkable. My phone number is 888-688-9258. There's the Datz family, in New Jersey. All right, Mike Smith is in California. Where in California are you, Mike?
I am in Orange County, Walter, about 35 miles south of Los Angeles.
Okay, but there are towns there. Which town are you in?
I am in a small unincorporated area called North Tustin, T-U-S-T-I-N.
How far are you from the Crystal Cathedral?
I probably about 2 miles, and we're about 5 miles from Disneyland.
Don't care about that. Care about the Crystal Cathedral. The first time I saw on TV the Crystal Cathedral, which opened up and let Robert Fuller go out into the heavens, I'm like, oh, my God, this is California. This is very different. And then, irony of irony, most people don't know this, the Crystal Cathedral shut down, went bankrupt.
and the religion itself practically went bankrupt, and the Crystal Cathedral and the land around it was purchased by the Catholic Church. It is now a Catholic church, and it is the Archdiocese headquarters in Orange County. Isn't that fascinating, Mike?
It is. It's interesting because that was a long-standing landmark. Many people contributed to it. I had friends from back east who contributed to the Crystal Cathedral. And, you know, the Catholic Church does have a couple of dollars. So when the Crystal Cathedral went south, that was it.
Can you imagine if there ever was an actual audit on the Catholic Church, what that would look like?
Oh, my gosh. No. I was raised Catholic, and boy, there was a handout every time we went to church. It was a difficult situation for us. We didn't have a lot of money, and we were supposed to tithe a certain amount every week.
Well, I was raised Catholic, too, and it was always the roofing fund. There was always trouble with the roof. And I'm like, when are they going to, I know, why don't three or four parishioners volunteer to go up there and fix the roof? Why are we raising money for this? Now, Mike Smith has written a great book. It's called 100 of the Worst Mistakes in History. Now, that appeals to me because I'm fascinated by mistakes, and I'm fascinated by the word the worst. I'm very comfortable in extremes. Any situation that's extreme is appealing to me. I love them. Now, please, Mike, share with us this week's 100 worst mistakes in history.
Well, it's this one is called The Butt of a Fat Joke. And it's really the quintessential American story because it involves a gung-ho corporation addressing perhaps the biggest concern facing Americans back in 1968, and I guess equally so today. And that concern is, how can I shove unlimited quantities of fatty snacks into my face without making my arteries harder than yesterday's linguine? Well, the foodies at Procter & Gamble back in the late 60s have an idea, and they call it Olestra. It's a new chemically contrived fat substitute, which means theoretically now we can consume vast quantities of potato chips, cookies, crackers, fat-free and worry-free. So after a brief testing period, maybe too brief, it's brought to market. Now, there's one problem, pretty big problem, and this is in keeping with your toilet paper discussion, because Olestra is soon linked to acute digestive illnesses. A short time later, the federal government mandates that all Olestra products carry a label warning, a warning label that includes the possibility of abdominal cramps, diarrhea, and a bizarre malady they term spontaneous elimination. So, not good, right? After a brief initial surge of public excitement, hey, we can eat cookies and crackers.
An initial surge.
Olestra product sales dropped by 50% within 2 years. More than 20,000 consumer health complaints are lodged. And its early promises of delivering guiltless snacking becomes, as we say in the book, one big fat joke. One little postscript on that, Walter, is that Olestra is still used today. You'll find it as an ingredient in outdoor deck staining products and machine lubricants. So you know what's good for you.
Well, I remember hearing about this ingredient that would make it fat-free with the satisfaction, the satiety of fat. But, gee, that didn't work. Mike Smith, thank you so much for being on Sterling on Sunday. He wrote the book, 100 of the Worst Ideas in History. I love this book, and I love having Mike on the show. It's 53 past the hour. The name of the show is Sterling on Sunday. It is a morning show at midnight. I know that it's hard to grasp this sometimes, but it's a morning show at midnight, so expect much less of us. Barry in Las Vegas at KXNT, welcome to the Giant Show. Hi, Barry.
Hi. I'd like to tell you a story about people stealing towels and washcloths.
Yes, please.
A friend of mine's father used to be in charge of this huge laundry complex behind the Stardust Hotel. And they used to order dozens and dozens and dozens of towels and washcloths weekly from all the people stealing the towels and washcloths from the hotels. The he serves too, the DI and the Stardust. And it just goes to show you how many people love to take those towels home. So, you know, the hotels, they label their, they put their marks, and they put their names on the towels for advertising.
Right.
And it's...
So they want, thank you very much for the call, Barry. So they want the towels, and they want the pillowcases to walk, because it's advertising. All of a sudden now you have a nice pillow from a nice hotel, but gee, it has the logo of the hotel on it, instilling guilt every time you lie down, but more importantly, making you remember the hotel. We're talking about the very hot topic, very important topic, things you have stolen that you might feel a little guilty about. I am confessing to the fact that any time I went to the diner for a long time, I walked with every pack of sugar substitute, all of them, Splenda, every Splenda I could get. And then, very guilty about this, there was a very low point, a dark point. When I'd go to church, when I'd go to the bathroom at church or into the kitchen at church, I would lift a few laundry pods, dishwasher detergent pods, or I'd lift a few toilet papers. But what I came to learn was that this was not welcomed at home, because my current wife has a very specific view of what toilet paper should be. And it's always the most expensive toilet paper at Costco, never the cheap, never the house brand, never the Kirkland toilet paper. Who knew about Kirkland? No, it's got to be the most expensive toilet paper. But gee, we've had a lousy week. Look at my week. Here's my week. I don't care about yours. Listen to my week. I was in the ER with heart defibrillation, you know, where your heart races in wacky ways. I was in the ER for that. And then I got this horrible cyst on my foot. And now I go to a convention. I go to a convention and I'm limping. And I'm wearing sneakers, and everybody looks at me, and they say, what's the matter? Well, if you say a cyst, you're kind of a loser. That's just a total loser on top of the bad look of limping and wearing sneakers. I said to them, I just had foot surgery. And the doctor said, you need to wear these sneakers. You can't wear shoes. And I said, but I'm going to a convention. How can I not wear shoes? He said, if you don't wear these sneakers, you could not be able to walk. That's what I told everybody at this convention, rather than saying I have a cyst on the bottom of my foot, because it's pretty much like saying you have a boil. It's a mid, you know, it's a dark ages disease. Now we have much more interesting diseases. Now coming up, I have the drive-through brew, blah, blah, drive-through brew, Vic Ferrari with a great story about being a New York City police detective. And you, here's your phone number. Call me live, 888-688 WALT. What is this? Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
For Sterling on Sunday weather, from Boston to La Jolla, this is Dr. Dave. Most of the country will be dry this week, aside from some scattered thunderstorms along the Gulf Coast, especially northern Florida and southern Georgia, where we could see some excessive rainfall and thereby some flash flooding. Also, scattered thunderstorms across the Midwest, the Great Lakes, and the Middle Atlantic states as well. Otherwise, the big story nationally is a huge, prolonged, and dangerous heat wave across the American West. Excessive heat warnings and watches have been issued across much of Arizona, Utah, Central and Southern California, and Central and Southern Nevada. Temperatures will be running 20 to 30 degrees above normal with little relief at night. For example, the hottest temperature ever recorded in Las Vegas is 117. and we're forecasting 116 on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Likewise, in Salt Lake City, the record high for June is 105, and we're looking for 104 on Tuesday. Billings, Montana, 105 on Tuesday. Denver, 99 degrees. Albuquerque, 100 degrees tomorrow. Phoenix, 117 degrees. Palm Springs, 119 degrees. Sacramento, over 100. Folks, please be careful. Stay hydrated, drink lots of water, seek air conditioning, and limit outdoor activity. This is Dr. Dave Weiser, meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. Welcome to part two of Florida Story. All right, for our next Florida story, let's go to the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, kicking off the Python contest.
I am proud to be here today in the Everglades as we kick off registration for the 2021 Python Challenge. Participants who remove the most pythons and who capture the longest pythons will receive prizes.
Florida has its own breed of python, the invasive species from Burmese, the Burmese python, and there's an Indian python version. They have both escaped in Florida and managed to procreate with each other and make a new hybrid python that only exists in Florida. Couple that with Florida, this area that they're doing the python contest is the only natural habitat on planet Earth where alligators and crocodiles live side by side. Now, you and me would be scared shitless to go to those swamps, but there, it's a fun little contest. Let's go see who can catch the biggest python in the alligator slash crocodile infested swamps of Florida. That's how they spent their weekend. What'd you do with yours? Hold my beer.
Wait, hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What is
it? All right, for our next floor story, it's kind of a weird one. We go to Fox 4.
It started as a mystery in St. Petersburg. A man struck by a car and critically hurt. But before police could arrive, the victim's expensive prosthetic leg had vanished.
Yeah, it's a weird one. So a pedestrian gets hit by a car and his prosthetic leg goes flying off. And then someone walks by and says, hey, free prosthetic leg. And they literally steal it. They end up hearing the reports on the news later and they stash it behind a dry cleaner's. I guess they had a crisis of conscience. The peg leg stealing thieves of Florida. Hold my beer.
Wait, hold my beer.
What?
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What is it?
All right, for this Florida story, this is a weird one. We go to Fox 13 for this report, but pay attention to the details.
As guests filled tables in downtown Sarasota Monday evening, an employee at Salute dialed 911, concerned over what she saw.
This guy grabbed two glasses off of our table, broke it on the floor, and now he's walking with two broken glasses. He's basically holding it in his hand like a weapon.
What happened next had people running to help.
Trying to kill somebody with the broken glass.
Sarasota police say 30-year-old Gavin Pierce of Bradenton jumped into a 74-year-old man's Aston Martin. Witnesses say the man was parked and in the process of putting up his convertible top when police say Pierce started attacking him.
This guy really hurt somebody.
Witnesses say a waiter from Salute jumped into the car, pulling Pierce off the man, and another man on his bicycle stopped and threw his bike at Pierce.
All right, interestingly enough, I don't think I've ever heard of a public stabbing attack with a guy that had two broken wine glasses. But that car, that's an Aston Martin convertible. I went and looked it up. That car is in the $250,000 to $300,000 range. Yeah, so some guy pulls up in a $300,000 car and immediately, while he's putting up his convertible top, gets attacked by a guy with two broken wine glasses. And how is his life saved? Because the guy didn't die. How is his life saved? Because some other Florida man came up and beat him with a bicycle. I'm not making this up. That literally happened. Unless Fox 13 is a giant fraud, that literally happened. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at James Parker Show. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
It is such an honor for me to be able to present quality programming like James Parker. Zipline,
Welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-9258. Hi.
Thank you. I would like to nominate Sean as Employee of the Month. He is a true professional and a great asset to your program.
Now, Sean is our brand new screener. We've given him a list of instructions. Were you answered with joy and happiness?
The only other instruction you should give him is tell him no caller should be allowed to say, Walter, how are you? We don't need 20 people saying, Walter, how are you? As far as Judy's joke, it finally dawned on me and it made me laugh. I thought it was great.
It was a good joke tonight because it was a good joke tonight.
I'm a janitor in a church, and the rule is that no food is to be left in the kitchen after a party. So I've thrown out tons of food, but one night there was 120 ice cream sandwiches in the freezer. And I took them home, and I ate all 120 of them in like 5 days.
That must have been a religious experience. Now, how much walks from a church, from the kitchen, from the bathroom, how many things disappear?
I throw lots of food out after parties. It all goes in the dumpster, but I just couldn't pass up these ice cream sandwiches.
No, you're right. I totally agree with you. You're a janitor at a church, right?
Yes. Toilet paper. Kids like to toilet paper houses, and that's where they get their toilet paper is from the church. They go out and toilet paper houses.
A service to the community, for sure. One other question. Is your church air-conditioned?
It's freezing.
Good. Thank you very much for your call. I have this thing about air-conditioning, which is that if a church isn't air-conditioned, I'm not going. The worst wedding I ever went to was in June a couple years ago. And, of course, it was a Catholic church because Catholics seem the most allergic to air conditioning. It's a Catholic church. Now, get this. There's a thing called the Stations of the Cross in a Catholic church. There are many Stations of the Cross. And at each Station of the Cross, you go and you pray. And that's a long process. You go, you kneel, you pray at the Stations of the Cross. I couldn't believe what happened. The bride, during this wedding, decided to pray at each Station of the Cross for her marriage, which, by the way, is very successful, ignoring the fact that it was 9,000 degrees in this church. It was the heat of June. It couldn't have been hotter. And she decided that she needed to pray to the Stations of the Cross, which I pretty feel sure is not part of the wedding ceremony in any religion. If you're going to do the Stations of the Cross, you could do it like on your own time. I'm Walter M. Sterling. My phone number is 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. I love talking to you, especially on a Sunday night, because that's the only time they let me talk to you. Now, there's one other thing I want to do before you go away. Hold on a second here. Let me see if I can find it. Here's some programming advice from Neil Rogers.
The right against the left. The right against the left and the left against the right, and who's got the better haircut? The same old tried and true, tired, monotonous crap that doesn't change anything, and the median age of your audience is death.
All right. I went to a convention this week of talk show hosts, radio talk show hosts. Let's just think about that for a second. Radio talk show host. And I will share with you what was revealed to me coming up in seconds, 17 past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday. I get emails all the time from you saying, what is the name of that arthritis medicine that you talk about? What is the name of that again? Let me give it to you right now, and then be sure to write it down or go to the website and order it. Order it tonight. Because tomorrow you're going to forget. All sorts of trouble with the kids and the grandkids. Forget it. Order it tonight. It's Flexmore. It's made by Highlands. Highlands.com. The medication is Flexmore. It's a wacky spelling. F-L-E-X-M-O-R-E. F-L-E-X-M-O-R-E. The company is Hylands, H-Y-L-A-N-D-S, Hylands.com, Hylands.com. You say it three times on the radio, Hylands.com, and the product is Flexmore. This natural product, I take it twice a day, once in the morning, once at night. It's formulated differently for the morning and the night, just like mother's milk. It's formulated differently for the morning and the night, and it helps me get going in the morning and helps me get to sleep at night. It is a natural product made of natural ingredients, and it works. It takes away arthritis pain. It takes away those fingers you're squeezing right now. How's that feeling? Is that working for you, not doing anything for it? This is a way to help solve the problem. Again, I am so grateful that so many people have asked me about the arthritis medication that we share about on Sterling on Sunday. The name of it is Flexmore, and it's made by Hylands, H-Y-L-A-N-D-S. Hylands has an array of terrific natural products for a variety of ailments, but I like the ones for arthritis, and those are called Flexmore, F-L-E-X-M-O-R-E. Hylands Flexmore medication will help you get rid of your arthritis pain.
Sterling on Sunday.
This morning I got in the shower alone, and I had an incredible experience. It was steamy. It was great. I had some time to myself. And I took out my Harry's razor. And I put on the best part to me, Harry's shaving cream. Harry's shaving cream is remarkable. It's unlike anything I've ever had before. It's a gel that turns into a cream. It's incredible, and it has a wonderful aroma. Then I started using my new Harry's razor blades. I've never experienced anything like this with a razor. My beard just melted off. It felt great. It's super smooth. It's fantastic. Go to Harry's.com. 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 You will love this experience. Get the new Harry's razor. Get the shaving cream. Enjoy your shower.
Let's go, go. Let's go, go, go with Chip Gold.
Now back to America's favorite network radio program, Sterling on Sunday.
Did you want me to do something? Weren't you going to play something for us? Weren't we going to enjoy? We're going to do Vic. We're going to Vic Ferrari at 36 past the hour. And then we will have the drive-through brew at 46 past the hour. We already did both Florida stories. It's a full show. It's a very powerful show, 21 past the hour. Driving the trucks across the country. And James Copeland had a truck driver that we were supposed to talk to. And James Kardashian was supposed to call in with his Uber experiences. I'm very disappointed in all of this, but this is amazing to me.
Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles are sparking dating rumors after they were seen holding hands at a friend's wedding over the weekend. A source tells People they were in Montecito, California for the wedding and were, quote, affectionate around their friends as they held hands and looked very happy. The source adds that they've been dating for a few weeks. The pair are also seen holding hands in their formal attire and masks in photos obtained by Page Six. They were later photographed at Harry's Los Angeles home with luggage in tow. Their outing comes weeks after People reported that Olivia and her longtime partner, actor Jason Sudeikis, had split in early 2020. The pair first started dating in November of 2011, and Jason proposed shortly after the holidays in 2012. They share two children. This fall, Olivia and Harry worked together on the psychological horror film Don't Worry, Darling, which also stars Florence Pugh. Olivia pulled double duty on the project, co-starring and directing.
This is unbelievable. Here's Harry Styles, who's about 27. He was in One Direction. He has the best hair you've ever seen, and now he has a solo career that's a true career. Does great concerts, wears wacky clothes, does everything a rock star should do. There's Olivia Wilde, who's 38, not 28, 38. She was engaged to Jason Sudeikis, a very funny man. They have two beautiful young children. They move from Brooklyn, where they were Brooklyn people doing Brooklyn things. They went to Brooklyn Donut Factory. They went to Brooklyn Bagel Factory. They did Brooklyn things. Walked their kids on the streets of the promenade, on the promenade, across the Brooklyn promenade, all that. And they were a happy celebrity couple. Jason Sudeikis and Olivia Wilde. Guys go crazy over Olivia Wilde. I know she's beautiful. I don't see it. She was on House. No one ever mentions she was on House. Not a glamorous role. She played like another doctor or resident or something. Then they moved to Los Angeles. Nothing good happens when you move from Brooklyn to Los Angeles. It's like the saying, nothing good happens after 2:30 in the morning. I didn't say nothing interesting doesn't happen, but nothing good happens after 2:30 in the morning. And that's what happens. People from the East Coast move to Los Angeles, and they're free. They're free. Except that Olivia has two young children. And the most important thing for people who have 3- and 4-year-olds at home is to give them stability. Even if they're bad days, as long as it's a stable, predictable home, that is the greatest gift any parents can give them. Well, that isn't going to happen with her. She decided to run off with the circus being Harry Styles. What do we know about Harry? His very long hair. He dated Taylor Swift for a little while. He sent out a photo of his own penis, which it turns out is unusually big. Well, now there you have it. Rock star, long hair, big penis. Olivia Wilde goes, oh, it's a rock star with long hair and a big penis. I'm going to go out with him. What does she do? She leaves her kids with Jason Sudeikis, the father, in a house down the street. And she goes dating the band. She goes out to hang out with the band. Are you out of your mind? How do you think that's going to end? Do you think that Harry Styles is actually going to bond with that 2- and 4-year-old? Do you think he's going to take them to daycare? Do you think he's going to take them to the pool? You think he's going to hang out with him with the grandparents? No, none of that's going to happen at all. And as a result, Jason Sudeikis is still heartbroken, is still crushed by this experience. He's not happy at all. But now imagine follow along. Imagine you're Jason Sudeikis, and you're sitting there with the two kids in an empty house, and you know that the mother of the children, to whom you were engaged but not married, lesson number 90, do not have kids unless you're married. I'm sorry, that's how I feel. I feel very strongly about that. Don't have kids unless you are married. It is a lifetime commitment. You don't, if for no other reason, sorry, it's very emotional. If for no other reason, you don't want to have to deal with airport security, and everybody going through the airport security in your family has different names. Right there, that's the reason why you want to get married and all get the same name. There's a lot of talk about, well, maybe the husband can take the wife's name. Fine. Or maybe the two of you can come up with a new name for your marriage. Even better. All of that's fine, but you better commit to giving those kids a stable home. That is the key commitment. Not what, you know, we love each other, we're going to get married, we're going to get wedding gifts. No, that's not important. You're going to get married if you plan on having kids. There are legal issues, there are stability issues. I'm sorry. That's how I feel. That is my opinion. Well, now you're Jason Sudeikis, and you're sitting alone in a big Hollywood house far away from Brooklyn, and you got the two kids. And every day you see a picture of Harry Styles, a member of the band, with your ex-fiance. I mean, that is a major loser position to be in. You got the kids. You got to clean up the house. You have a career, but it's nothing like Harry Styles. Your fiancé has run off with a guy in the band. Whoa. I am sorry, Jason. You got screwed and big time. But it's a little odd, isn't it, to be engaged for 8 years, have kids and not get married? Oh, we don't need to do that. Well, not if you're running around with Harry Styles. You don't need to get married.
Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles are sparking dating rumors after they were seen holding hands at a friend's wedding over the weekend. A source tells People they were in Montecito, California for the wedding and were, quote, affectionate around their friends as they held hands and looked very happy. The source adds that they've been dating for a few weeks. The pair are also seen holding hands in their formal attire and masks in photos obtained by Page Six. They were later photographed at Harry's Los Angeles home with luggage in tow. Their outing comes weeks after People reported that Olivia and her longtime partner, actor Jason Sudeikis, had split in early 2020. The pair first started dating in November of 2011, and Jason proposed shortly after the holidays in 2012. They share two children. This fall, Olivia and Harry worked together on the psychological horror film Don't Worry, Darling, which also stars Florence Pugh. Olivia pulled double duty on the project, co-starring and directing.
And
it's coffee break time at Denison Close, Route 22, Union, New Jersey. Open 10 a.m. to 5 in the morning and open now. Reopens again at 10 a.m. and is open all day Saturday till 12 midnight, closed all day Sunday.
I want the MP3 player that I used to have, Soundboard. They stopped supporting it. I couldn't renew it. Now I have this piece of crap that plays the MP3s, and sometimes it starts, sometimes it doesn't. It's as annoying as could be. Welcome, my Midnight Misfits. You don't fit in. That's why you're listening to this show. There's a lot of secret information for you at the website, Walter Sterling Show. There you can download your Midnight Misfit decoder card, your secret decoder card. Go to Walter Sterling Show, waltersterlingshow.com, and download your secret decoder card. We're having fun tonight. Sterling on Sunday.
Live from the laundry room, it's Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday. Weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. Record high temperatures out west are exacerbating the prolonged drought conditions as well. Lake Mead reaches lowest water level last Thursday, as well as other lakes and reservoirs out west. Rivers are also running slower and are warmer, if they're running at all. And some of these rivers are so warm that the young salmon can't survive and swim out to sea like they normally do. This week, wildlife officials trucked and dumped 17 million juvenile salmon into the San Francisco Bay so that they'll swim out under the Golden Gate Bridge to sea. They haven't done that since the last major drought back in 2014. Meanwhile, back east, along the Arklatex, of course, that's Arkansas and Louisiana and Texas area, and the Gulf Coast, we're entering flash flood season, which normally runs between June 10th and August 3rd. So, let's pray for rain out west and for good fishing in the southeast. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
You're a dinosaur, Sipowicz.
I'm a dinosaur.
You jeopardize that collar because it sticks in your throat on first grade.
It sticks in my throat, how you got it?
Every white guy in the department with second grade thinks he should have gotten my grade promotion. Half of you guys think I got it on my back.
Hey, Walter, let me tell you a great story I'm working on. So when an individual gets arrested, a cop fills out an online booking worksheet. Pedigree information like name, address, date of birth, social security number are listed on the report and filed away like your medical records. So now that you're in the system, everybody in law enforcement has access to your criminal information. Now that sounds pretty straightforward, but there's a flip side to the scenario. Sometimes when a prisoner is being a real pain in their ass, the arresting officer may take poetic license with their arrest report. Lots of folks have unusual nicknames, and criminals are no different. But after a while, I began to notice a trend of ridiculous aliases that often accompanied criminals that were difficult to deal with. Those who tended to rack up a lot of resisting arrest or assaults on police officer charges would often have embarrassing nicknames. And I could tell by reading a criminal's arrest report when someone was breaking their balls, like aliases like Johnny White-Ass Castro or Charlie Short Pube Smith or Sammy Stinkfinger Brown and countless other ridiculous monikers would dead giveaways that the cops were having fun at their arrestees' expense. I mean, even if a career criminal has an embarrassing alias, the last person they're going to share that with is the cop that arrested him. Now, as funny as this sounds, with all these ridiculous names, it could send an investigator on a wild goose chase if they didn't get the joke. I would often shake my head in amazement when I would see these names being read in criminal indictments or arrest reports. Another passive-aggressive FU can be found on an arrestee's physical description. I'm going to go out on a limb here and guess that not every woman has access to a licensed esthetician. It's sad to say, but there's been some women who've been known to, you know, possess a 5 o'clock shadow. Simply by checking off a box that said mustache or goatee or soul patch on an arrest report is a surefire way to ruin a female's modeling career. So the next time you're arrested, be nice to your arresting officer, or it could come back to haunt you. And that's a story from my new book, NYPD Law and Disorder.
It is an honor to have Vic Ferrari, retired New York City police detective, with his police stories every week on Sterling on Sunday. You got anything better than this at 39 past the hour at night? No, of course you don't. Therefore, we should be on 5 days a week. The law of attraction. I want to share with you information about a band of all things. I was stunned by how well they did this. Their name, the name of the band is Sitting on Stacy. Sitting on Stacy. And they're from San Diego. And, oh my gosh, listen to this. If it'll start.
1, 2, 3, 4. There were bells on a hill, but I'd never heard them ringing. No, I'd never heard them at all till there was you. Sky, but I'd never saw them winging. No, I'd never saw them at all till there was you. Then there was music and wonderful roses. They tell me in sweet, fragrant meadows of dawn.
The band is called Sitting on Stacy. Go online, search Sitting on Stacy. I'm going to get them on the show. I want them just to explain the name of the band, Sitting on Stacy. I think you will be delighted with the songs they sing, and I think many of you will be delighted with how good-looking they are. My dream in life is to have the hair of the lead singer of Sitting on Stacy. The name of the band is Sitting on Stacy. Are you their manager? You're getting a piece? No, I don't get a piece of anything. That's because I'm incredibly stupid. You would figure by now we'd have a sponsor for the laundry room. I'm in the laundry room. Where are the signage rights, the naming rights to my laundry room by Procter & Gamble or Purcell? It's confusing to me. But that band is Sitting on Stacy. Take a moment.
Go look them up. You will say, oh, my gosh, there's magic there. They sing alternative rock, cutting-edge stuff, but poppy, poppy, poppy. It's as poppy as it can possibly be. And I think some of you will appreciate how ridiculously good-looking they are. It's a San Diego-based band, Sitting on Stacy. Walter M. Sterling. Sterling on Sunday, 43 past the hour. Sterling on Sunday.
Wear your hearing things.
Wear your hearing things.
Sterling on Sunday.
Well, this is J.J. Wilson with another edition of Drive Through Brew, the continuing saga of two flawed individuals who sell beer and snacks at a drive-through. It seems that young Jake wants to attend a nearby community college. Let's listen in as he tells his boss about his first encounter with higher education.
Morning, Jake. How was registration last night at the college?
Those professors is dumb as rocks.
Really?
All their classes got mixed up names. They got a course called Hospital Itty that ain't about hospitals at all.
Did you say Hospital Itty?
Turns out it's about hotels and restaurants.
Oh, you mean hospitality.
Whatever. I tried to take a carpentry course. It turned out to be about computers.
Computers?
Yeah, called Working with Windows. What are you laughing at? Then I tried to take a course in how to get along with a stupid boss, but that turned out to be about termites and spiders.
What was that called?
Pest management.
Is Jake really college material? And if so, will he ever make it through registration? Listen next week when he asks his advisor...
Now, suppose I flunk everything. Can I still use the swimming pool?
That's next week on Drive Through Brew, Word Car Speaking.
All right, it's fantastic to be with you at 888-688-9258, a live radio show. No, that's right. I am live. If you're listening to me, I am live. It's not pre-recorded. This is not a criminal best of. What's that about? I went to this convention of talk radio hosts, which means that everybody in the room was absolutely right. And the room smelled of Rogaine. And everybody was certain of their genius and how they needed to be on the air more. That's the goal of every talk radio host, to be on the air more. But the best talk we heard, there was Bill O'Reilly there and all the big shots were there. But the best talk was given by Brian Kilmeade, who does a radio show for Fox and is on the Fox Morning Show. And he, on the Fox Morning Show, he's hysterical because he's subversive. He goes off prompter all the time. And I don't even know if anybody notices. I don't know if the people in the booth notice. I definitely get the feeling that his co-hosts don't notice because he does it fast and slick. But he's become very successful. He has a successful radio show. He has a successful television show on the Fox Network. He has podcasts and all that stuff. And he wrote a book and everything. But he was giving this talk to a room full of people who aspire to success and aspire to be successful as talk show hosts. And rather than talk about himself, rather than talk about, how brilliant he is and his ideas, as every other host did, Brian talked about how to be successful. And it was a combination of advice and here's my day. Here's what I do to be successful. Because no one could argue with the results. The results are stunning. Brian Kilmeade is a very successful broadcaster and a real broadcaster. He's the kind of guy who could handle anything that comes up. I have a lot of respect for him, and he's funny. I have a lot of respect for that. Here's what he said, and it applies to every industry. He said, I was very clear about what I wanted to be. I knew what I wanted to be. And I was determined to let people know what I would do. I was persistent. With every single contact I had, television, radio, I was persistent in letting them know what I wanted to do. He was not shy about it. He did not assume that one email, one letter would do it. You know, one MP3 file of his work would do it. He didn't think that. He thought, okay, these are busy people. I will share with them what I want to do. He laid it out. Then, and this is the magic, he was patient. He said, be persistent and patient, persistent and patient. And what it's easy to forget when you're going for a job or a career is that the person you're talking to has many, many other things to do that day, like get lunch, like answer their spouse, like fill out that report. They have a lot else to do, and they will get to you soon if you're persistent. I found the same thing in my career, was that if I did everything I could to stay visible to the gatekeepers, to the decision makers, and I was patient and polite and respectful, good things would happen. In every case, every job that I got, it took 11 months. It averaged out to 11 months. The other thing he did, Brian Killamead, who's on Fox, does Fox Radio, he's on the Fox Morning TV show. The other thing he did is it's very easy once you start to get success to get a complex or two. And what he did is every single email rejection, every email rejection letter, he kept every rejection letter for a job, every rejection letter for being part of a show. He kept them. And when he starts feeling big, he starts to read them, because this is all very transient. Then he takes care of his gifts. He takes care of what he's received. He waters his plants. He says on a regular basis, he calls his radio affiliates and say, what can I do better? Are you happy with the show? How could I improve it? And he says, the result of that is something he didn't expect. The result of him saying, I'll go on sales calls, put me on the phone with an advertiser, put me on the phone with somebody at your station who needs to be happier with my show. Help me help you. The result is that the stations he's on say, you know, Brian, your show's really good. It's great to work with you. I have a friend who owns a radio station who should put your show on. I'll make the call for you. Let me call them for you. This is true of your career, too. Whatever you're doing, whatever you want to do, network. When people come to me and say, you know, I need to get a job, I say, well, who has hired you before? And if it ended well, the odds are best that whoever hired you before will hire you again, because it validates their decision in the past. And people go, oh, my God, I didn't think of that. Every time the person will say, I didn't think of that. I didn't think of going to somebody who I worked for before. And they may not be able to hire you, but they are going to be the first to pick up the phone and say, let me help you. Let me put you in touch with Joe. I've known Joe for years. You'd be perfect for Joe. It was great, blah, blah, blah. Anybody who's already paid you is your best reference, is your best solicitor for new business. What else did I see at the talk radio convention? They're all very optimistic. I was happy to see how optimistic they were. And this was at Hofstra University, which has a terrific communications program. And I got to spend time at lunch with students at Hofstra, and I felt so good about how passionate they are, Michael and Tony, how passionate they are about radio. They love radio. I talked to the general manager of the radio station. He told me that 200 kids apply for every job at that radio station. Each semester gets over 200 people applying for those jobs. And yet I'll talk to other universities where they go, well, there's no interest in radio. Of course there's interest in radio. What are you listening to right now? And there you have it. Are you driving home from the lake? You're driving home from the beach? How's that going? Kids in the back seat? Your spouse is next to you? How does your spouse look now? Needs to lose about 50 pounds? Same person you married? That's what I thought. That's the big headlight of the future coming at you. Oh, my God. He's still here? The guy I married is still here? Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. We have to work at the gym. We have to get back to that gym. I have an email. It's waltermsterling@gmail. waltermsterling@gmail. And then, oh, my God, in heaven, I have a podcast. It's a good podcast. It's called Midnight Misfit. Midnight Misfit, available at Apple iTunes. Now, what's on the podcast? things I dare not say on the radio. All the things I dare not say on the radio or on the podcast. And I think you'll enjoy it. Why? Because it's short. And there are over 100 of them. Midnight Misfits. Midnight Misfit, misspelled M-I-D-N-I-T-E. That's because I'm a misfit, like you. We have our own club. It's this show. The greatest gift you and I can be given is a request for help.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday, all right? Right. Stay bright.